Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. Later on this morning at 6 o'clock, we'll have Mike Malpezzi on here from DNR Fisheries and Fishery and Boating Service, whatever it's called now. But right now, for the first hour, you and me, and you'll be calling the shots on the show. What do you think about that? Chris Klaproth here doing our production and taking your phone call. He's a relatively nice guy, and he's, you know, polite on the phone. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Glad to hear that. Sparky ain't here.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, I know.
She decided to sleep in.
I guess. I mean, okay. She's probably listening. I mean, I just heard from her here a few minutes ago, so she's taking on a new hobby.
And that might be...
Have you ever heard of felting?
I would suspect it has something to do with felt, but...
Yeah, actually it has to do with wool.
Oh, okay.
Creating creatures and structures and sculptures out of wool. And it's the process is compressing the wool into a pretty thick material.
Okay.
You know, like
felt.
Like felt, yeah. Uh-huh. But it's 3D, so she's making pumpkins and witches and
cool.
Things like that. Yeah. So I'll show you some of the stuff here. Wait a minute. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Morning,
she's chiming
in. Morning, Chris.
Morning,
John
Robin.
B and all. She's listening.
So. Of course.
Of course she is. So, but, yeah, it's kind of cool. The stuff she makes, these cool looking pumpkins and for Halloween and mm-hmm. witches and stuff. I'll ask her to send me a couple pictures I can share with you. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So she's becoming much better adept at it, having only done it for about a month. So, if that. So
she's a fast learner.
She is a very fast learner, very talented, very crafty person. Yeah, she loves crafts. And, you know, the crochet part was cool,
mm-hmm.
but this is really neat. She made a pumpkin with a ball cap on, you know, Eastern Shore type. And one of the people who did not appreciate her craft that much, family member, now is desirous of having this particular piece. So.
Make them pay dearly.
Yeah, exactly, yes. So, but it's fun. You know, she's having fun doing it, and it's fun to watch what she creates. I mean, she can crank them out pretty quick. So she watches the stuff online and, you know.
And does it.
And in her spare time, she does it, yeah.
Well, I was about to say, because I know that last year when it started getting cold, she was in here knitting. And
yeah,
so,
no, crochet.
Crochet.
Yep, crochet.
Sorry.
And she still does that from time. That's all right. She still does that from time to time, so. You know, so it's, you know, and very talented at that, too. She loves making animals and that type of thing for her friends and so forth. So it's all good.
Yeah.
All good. So anyway, I have obviously, and I'll toss this out to our listeners, and in particular our Eastern Shore listeners. I have obviously failed to get the message across about the importance of the Maryland Hunting Coalition for Hunters. I failed. It's difficult to explain what we do and what we do on a year-round basis because we're not public with a ton of it. For example, we put a letter up on the website here not long ago. It was a letter to DNR, to the top officials in DNR. They responded to our letter, and you saw it. But it took 7 weeks to get a response. And this is typical how things go. When we write a letter to top officials in DNR, the governor's office, attorney general, or whoever we might be communicating with, when it comes from the Maryland Hunting Coalition, it takes a while to get an answer back. When it comes from us through the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus,
mm-hmm.
the administration tends to listen to a member of the General Assembly sooner than they do an independent organization, even if it's the same questions. You know, you understand that it's a political town, Annapolis, okay? So we work hand in hand with the caucus. They're having a retreat out in Western Maryland, and we'll be in attendance this coming weekend. And, you know, but apparently I have failed to get the message out about what we do. And I talked to one of our advisors yesterday, and I said, how do we tell hunters how vital the role of the coalition is? And he said, it's, you know, you fight for the rights of hunters. It went, yeah, I know. It's much more than that. It's not that quite that simplistic. But, you know, if you look at somebody says, oh, what do you guys do? Well, we're the advocacy group for hunters in Annapolis. We work, you know, within the General Assembly to change the laws and prevent laws from being, you know, people, you know, about this third word, their eyes start to glaze over because they don't get it. So, what should the message be about what the Hunting Coalition does? That'll be the question. Because obviously I have failed to get that message out, in particular to the Eastern Shore. We've got a fundraiser coming up on the 19th. We have rented a restaurant, you know, a good portion of the restaurant. We need about 120 folks there. You were there for the wedding reception. You saw we had about 140 there. And it crowded it a little bit. But we can do 150 if we get the response. No question.
Easily
150. But I'd like to see a bare minimum of 100 to 120 there. So we're a little over halfway there with only 10 days yet to go. And it's starting to frighten me a little bit. You know, we have 4,000 people apparently that like us on Facebook. We have 1,080 some members that get our newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You would think that 10% of those would be
more than enough.
Enough to have an interest, you know, to attend a fundraiser. But again, apparently the message is falling short as far as the urgency of funding for this organization and what we need to do. So the question is, how do I say we've got communications with any number of conservation organizations who cannot lobby in Annapolis?
Mm-hmm.
We've got support of most of the local hunting organizations. We've got when I say support, you know, they'll occasionally come to Annapolis or buy a table at a benefit or something like that. You know, Midshore National Wild Turkey Federation's coming, you know, Maryland Quality Deer Management Association's coming, Maryland Bowhunter Society's coming. So, you know, these are good folks that understand kind of what we do. Talked at length to one of the Ducks Unlimited guys from Western Maryland here, and he wants to get involved on a personal basis, and that's good because they understand that the conservation groups themselves cannot go to Annapolis. They can support us with testimony and things like that, but they are not by their nature and by their tax status permitted to lobby. And we are because that's the way the corporation was set up. So over 4 years, we're coming up on our fourth year. We announced the National Hunting and Fishing Day in 2014, the formation of the coalition, okay, 4 years. Over 4 years, we've existed barely on voluntary contributions from hunters. So in 4 years, me personally, I think I have failed to convey the message of what the coalition does and how important it is to defend the lifestyle, the traditions of hunting, and to protect hunting in our very urban mindset, state, and General Assembly who doesn't really care. You understand?
Oh, I understand. You know when
you got Prince George's, Montgomery, Baltimore, Anne Arundel, you know, that mindset in the General Assembly, an urban mindset, you know, where the bulk of the people live who have no interest in the small percentage of the citizens of Maryland who hunt.
And they don't understand the importance.
They don't understand game management. They don't understand the dynamic of hunting. They don't understand that, you know, this is a multi-million dollar business out there with thousands of jobs at stake. They don't understand it. And every time we go, we try to impress the committees. You know, we don't stand up in the well of the Senate and say, hey, we're the hunting coalition, here's what we think we should do. No. When we have a bill that we need to present or, you know, defend or try to defeat, we have 2 minutes in front of a committee of 11 people.
That's not a whole lot of time.
It's not a whole lot of time. And if we have six people in the docket, to testify, that's a lot. If we have nine, that's tremendous. But it's only nine people speaking to 11 people for 2 minutes on bills that affect 80,000 hunters in Maryland. So how do I get the message out that, A, people need to participate more? We saw, if anybody watched 5 minutes of the confirmation hearings over 4 days here in Washington this week, they saw people participating in the political process, good, bad, or indifferent, whether they got screaming and got it, you know, arrested and escorted out, or if they were on the committee asking the potential candidate for the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh, if they you know, watched that line of questioning and how that was, you know, a lot of political grandstanding there, in my opinion. Yeah. But it was participation in the process. So we've got 2 minutes to state our case and then have to defend our position to 11 people from across the state, a various cross-section of people from across the state, Baltimore City, Montgomery County, Howard County, Baltimore County, where they don't like Sunday hunting, for example, you know, and the three counties that don't have any of it. And, you know, we've got to go in there and, you know, run that gauntlet every year when there's, when there's important hunting legislation. Again, I've failed to get that message to our listeners and to our constituents.
Sadly, the only time people are probably going to realize the importance of it is when those rights are they're taken away.
Well, probably, yeah.
And then by that time, it's too late to stand up for themselves.
How long do we do this, though? How long do we continue this fight?
Well, it should be constant, but if you're the only ones doing it, then...
How do we continue to pay our advocate? How do we continue to pay our expenses?
Get information out where the people go to shop.
How do we do that?
Hopefully, well, somebody had to volunteer their time and stand there and hand out a flyer and say, this is what we do. This is why it's important for you to come, because if you don't come, then all this just disappears.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, you lose the right to participate in your sport. These people who own this shop, they go out of business, and it's just a domino effect.
Okay. That's good. Good to hear. Good to hear. I'd like our listeners to respond. What do we do to be more effective in getting the message out about, you know, what the Hunting Coalition does and how important it is to the hunters of this state? This is the second day of archery season. And I know there's a lot of people on the road listening that are going bow hunting, okay, this morning. And there are going to be a number of people that can go bow hunting tomorrow on Sunday across the state. Not everywhere. Not Baltimore County, not Howard County, not Prince George.
But a fair amount of the state.
But a fair amount of the state you can go. Some places you have to stop at 10:30 in the morning. You know, that wasn't us. That was the Maryland Horse Council that brought that thing into it a couple of years ago. And it was supported by, again, that committee, those 11 people that we have to go in front of for 2 minutes. Okay. So that's, I just liked our listeners to kind of weigh in. And I'm not crying in my beer here, okay? I'm just saying, have I failed to get that message about what we do to the person who just wants to go hunting? Okay? There's somebody in Annapolis that's standing up for you, and they have to pay somebody to do the paperwork and to work with the General Assembly. And we've got to make political contributions, and we've got to maintain this organization throughout the course of the year. And, you know, for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So how do we get that message out? That's all I'm asking.
Give us some ideas.
Absolutely.
Maybe, you know, we don't see everything.
No.
Maybe you do. So share with us.
Yeah. I mean, we do raffles, okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get something donated. Sometimes we have to buy something. If we have to buy something and we charge, you know, $10 for a raffle ticket or something like that, and whatever we bought is $500, we have to sell 50 tickets just to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 50 tickets.
That's just to cover. That doesn't give you that extra profit.
It doesn't.
To be
well, not
used.
Even a
big. Well,
yeah,
I'm not saying profit, but the money, that extra money that is used for the legislation and
exactly.
Things of that nature.
You got it. All right. Well, I'm done. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You got a few minutes to get in here to give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you and your opinion. Let's see. We got a couple of emails. Oh, there's some stuff that I asked Robin to send, and pretty funny, the stuff that she's doing. A couple of emails there from John B. and Captain Dawn. So we'll get to all that in just a moment. Right now, it's time for me to say this. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on ONX, O-N-X, to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. ONX Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with ONX Hunt. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, and a big thank you to Linex for sponsoring Bucks, Bears, and Stags measuring event out at the Howard County Fairgrounds over last weekend. And they were featured prominently in our booth. And thanks to all those deer hunters who brought their heads out to be measured. And we had a great time. So thank you again to Linex for sponsoring that event. Let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Somebody was talking to me about them yesterday. And I said, yeah, you know, I talk about them every week on the radio. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. It's bow season. And guess what? If your bow breaks, they can fix it. I mean, they can put a new string, new cables on if you want. Crossbows, 10 compound bows. They can put new accessories on, new sights, new rests, new, you know, peep sights, new loops for your broad, or, you know, for your arrows and so forth. Then they do the custom arrows, the bow tuning, and all the accessories. Now they carry the crossbows by 10 Point, Carbon Express, Mission, Excalibur, Barnett, and the all new Raven. And then they carry the Matthews compound bows. And there's a big clearance sale on all the Hoyt bows in stock. So there you go. Banded and Scentlock camo apparel, Rambo electric bikes, firearms and ammunition for, you know, early season geese or teal, which is today, and doves. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Bubba Blade knives, Thompson Center and CVA muzzleloaders. large selection of waterfowl calls, decoy, steel shot, gear, and camo. You got it. It's all right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Exit 39B Dominion Road, right off Route 50, just after you cross the bridge on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Chesapeake Outdoors. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Not. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn. But it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country.
That's true. God and guns. What made us great. And guts. Shane in Farmville, Virginia, then Chris, and then we got a couple other callers on the line. Good morning, Shane. How are you this morning?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
What's up?
I think you're going to have to get this General Assembly to listen, is to somehow incorporate gays, lesbians, transgenders, and illegals into your fight.
Okay.
And maybe that'll make them listen.
So you're saying diversify? No, I'm serious.
Oh,
I'm actually serious because if you take a look at the community, those folks are mostly against animal cruelty. Am I correct?
I guess if you were to stereotype them, I'd say yeah.
Okay, well, in general, from what I see and observe and hear and read. Okay, so if we say look. The administration wants to give farmers a permit to shoot deer at night. When they're feeding, are unavailable during the daytime. Farmers have the authority now under crop damage permits to shoot deer during the day, 365 days a year. But, you know, the deer needs some alone time. And we think that, you know, shooting them at night is not only unsafe, but also unfair to the welfare of the robust deer herd we have here in Maryland. What does the community think?
Yes.
Would that be an issue that somebody could say, yeah, you're right, you know? But would they say, well, you hunters are just bloodthirsty anyway, and you just want more deer for yourselves to kill?
Yeah, I think they would just stereotype the deer hunter as...
Exactly.
But I guess on a serious note, I don't hunt, I fish.
Okay.
But when I go to the fishing, to these tackle shops to get my license,
yep.
The only way I found out about any of this coalition is through this program. How would a Joe Blow the Hunter even know that you guys exist? If he wanted to get his license at the shop down the street.
Well, there you go, because a DNR will not promote a political organization like ours, even though, you know, that's our total engagement. The only way we can do it is to pay for an ad in the hunting guide.
Okay.
Okay. And well, I mean, we promote it in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly all the time. So, you know, we talk about our issues in there. That's kind of the, methods we use is the magazine called the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And then we have our Facebook page, which we, has 4,000 followers, which we boost all the time. You know, in our newsletter, like I said, over 1,080 members, but there's no membership fee. That's the thing. We depend on voluntary contributions. And to get, you know, a guy will go out and pay $35 for a box of steel shot to kill a duck or a goose. Okay. But if we ask him for $10 for a ticket, you know, it's, oh my God, you guys are expensive. Why don't you make it $5? It's like, would you buy more at $5 than you would at $10? I'm just asking a question. You pay $10 to put a sticker on the back of your truck.
No, I don't think the difference between $5 and $10 is minimal.
Exactly. Exactly. So, well, how about if we made it $3 for $20? Would you buy $20 worth? Nah, I'm only going to stick with $10, if that. So, you know, how do we do that? We have a donate button on our Facebook page. We hit 4,000 people follow us, okay? Uh-huh. You know how many times that donate button's been hit in 8 months that it's been up?
I couldn't even guess.
Twice.
Oh, my gosh. Doesn't that make you sad sometimes?
It does. That's what I'm saying. I've apparently failed.
Like it's a lost cause, you feel like?
Well, no, I don't feel like it's a lost cause. I think it's a noble cause.
Oh.
So, Shane, thank you for the call. We got to move along.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the insight, though.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Hey, your last caller brought up two really good points. Diversification. If you notice, you look in the Cabela's app, you know,
yep,
sale papers or Bass Pro or whatever, something you never used to see, you see camouflage specifically for women.
Mm-hmm.
You see articles, you know, the new thing with the trendies, I don't even know what they call them anymore, is, you know, free-range meat,
mm-hmm,
and hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the, you know, younger generation hipsters, that's what they call them. A lot of the hipsters
I think you're a couple of generations behind the times there, brother. I think you're thinking about millennials, perhaps.
Well, I don't even know anymore. like myself, I don't do Facebook or anything like that.
Right.
You know, one way to get your message out is, you know, just ask people who are listening, who received the newsletter, to forward the newsletter on to 2, 3, 4, 5 people.
Exactly. Exactly.
But with the politics, I used to be really politically active. I used to send emails, send handwritten letters, make phone calls. And you just get beat down in the state of Maryland because if you voice an opinion that is even quasi-conservative.
Correct.
You get the form letter back, thank you for your input, however.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It gets to the point where, as a Maryland resident, a conservative, you're beating your head against a wall.
True.
And you get nowhere. I bought 20 acres in West Virginia. I'm looking at retiring in 2 years, and I'm leaving Maryland. I'm gone. I'm done with it.
I understand. I don't blame you.
And I think that's the whole problem. You know, I respect you. I respect your organization because I'm a working man. I don't have time.
Nope.
To go, like, you know, Mothers Against, you know, all these organizations. They have lobbying groups that can go to Annapolis, go to D.C.
Yep.
And the whole day down there. I got to work. I got to support my family. On my day off, I do not want to drive to D.C. or Annapolis and stand in line and wait to be heard.
And guess what? You're exactly right. Let me ask you a question, though, Chris.
Yeah.
Here's a question. If you feel that important about an issue, why wouldn't you financially support somebody who's going there on your behalf?
I will.
Well, there you go. That's all I'm trying to say.
all right, then do me a favor. I called you last week. Can you forward me the latest, your latest newsletter? Because I deleted it.
Yeah, you did. And, oh, you asked me to forward that, and I did not. And you sent me an email, didn't you?
Yep.
Okay.
And I will forward that on to people that I know who want, and I'll make a contribution.
Well, I'd just love to see you show up. But, you know, that'd be great, whatever you want to do.
Show up for what?
The benefit on the Eastern Shore. And I know you're on the Western Shore, and I know you're a working man, and I know it's Wednesday night. I get it. And you know,
I can't. I'm a truck driver.
Right.
Actually, I live in Baltimore County.
I got it.
But I'll be on the road.
Sure. And I understand it. So, all right.
But I think the problem is just, you know, the gun owners in Maryland. You know, look at our governor, Governor Hogan. You know, he's come out against the NRA.
Right.
And I guess to be a Republican governor in Maryland, you probably have to do that.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what the guy's thinking, but it, you know,
I don't know either.
You know, but that's his political ploy, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
So let's see. Did you email me last week or the week before, Chris?
I did not email you. I gave my email address to your
friend. Oh, that's right. I've got it. Okay. Yep, you're right. Okay. I'll take care of that. I'll do that. All right. Listen,
and as I said, I respect you. You've always done a great job for hunters in Maryland, and you continue to fight the good fight, and I appreciate it.
Yep.
And we should be thankful to have someone like you who does.
Well, it's not me. Okay, I founded the organization, and I worked my butt off to fund it. Okay, but it's not me in the trenches in Annapolis. I mean, I go to testify, but, you know, I'm usually in the middle of the pack, or sometimes I wrap it up at the end if, you know, if somebody's missed a point or something like that. But, you know, it's our advocate, our lobbyist, Mr. Miles. He's been here 41 years. He's formed relationships and he knows everybody. And, you know, he's been in the trenches and he enjoys it. That's the thing. He enjoys doing what he's doing. And, you know, some of the landmark legislation that Mr. Miles has been responsible for crafting and lobbying and, you know, for the sportsmen, not just hunters, but fishermen as well. You know, yeah. We got Mike Malapeza coming on here next. He's going to talk about the funding for the reef program here, or he's going to talk about the artificial reef program here in Maryland. Mr. Miles was responsible for getting the funding for that Woodrow Wilson Bridge to be put into Chesapeake Bay to create fish habitat.
Yeah.
You know, the man has been go on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Go on the website and meet our lobbyist and see some of the landmark legislation that Mr. Miles has been responsible for. So, he's in our camp. So,
yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Chris. Bye bye.
Bye.
Here he goes. Miss Fran, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm fine. But I had to call in. You know that.
I do.
When you get on this subject.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. You have to understand the psychology of people and how they think. I used to do fundraising for a living.
Right.
For two or three different organizations. Let me tell you, this is my personal opinion, after the first 2 years, you need to pay for your membership. People like to feel special. I knew people years ago, and this is, the fee is much more now, but years ago, they paid $10,000, $15,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
For a membership card to say they belong to the country club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? People that want opera tickets, theater tickets, what have you, they feel special when they get their same seats. They can say, I'm a member of this, I'm a member of that. This business of telling people, hey, our memberships are free, don't cost you nothing to join, well, then what value is it? Psychologically, people don't associate free giveaway with value. This organization is of great value. The enemy of hunters is knocking at their doors.
Question, no question.
When they are knocking at the doors, and you think you can sit back on your porch and you can go hunting whenever you want. Yeah, maybe you did that for 30 years, but you have to think about your next generation and the one after that. When they start thinking of all kinds of ways, which I'm not going to go through on the radio, how they can stop your next generation, okay? Like I said, you'll be in Annapolis, but why wait till then? You're going to start, if that was me, you're going to start having to pay for membership. Nothing good in life is free. Not really. You pay some kind of price. Now, the other psychology of people is they like a winner. I remember when we were doing fundraising, the last thing you say is it's not going well. You'd be surprised how psychologically, oh, ain't nobody else giving money, you know. You have to tell people, live on the poaching laws that were passed.
Yep.
The success that you had.
Yep.
Okay. And, folks, we're going to do it. We're going to get it.
Oh, we're going to do it.
We're halfway there. I know we're going to get the rest of them. But you people like a winner.
Yep.
And you've got to represent your organization as you are winning. Okay.
Well, the victories have been many. The very first victory was opening over. There we go. Unplugged my headphones. Sorry about that. Our very first victory was opening over 700 acres of public hunting land that was closed, and was going to remain closed because they had to do. We have to do some surveys and some studies and things like that. Well, guess what? There's a law that says which Mr. Miles helped get passed, if you close an acre of public hunting, you have to open an acre of public hunting. Okay, and we brought that forward in the conversation and said you have to obey the law. And we got those 754 acres or whatever they were that were closed and were going to be closed for the season open for people to hunt that season. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And the people that supported us in that effort in Southern Maryland, you don't hear from them anymore. You just don't hear from them anymore. You know, hey, I got what I want, so, you know, hey, thanks, but no thanks.
All right, well, like I say,
you know,
emphasize and reemphasize your victories.
We've got some major victories.
Now, another thing. You've been on the air a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm going to tell you, I have talked to hunters in Maryland. They have never heard of you.
I know.
They have never heard of the show.
Nope.
They didn't know the idea you were on.
Nope.
They have to write it down.
Yep.
This is something that has to be changed. Your name of Hunting Maryland Hunting Coalition has to be out there more, and it has to be reached to people that are not able to wake up Saturday morning 5 to 7.
They don't have to. They can listen anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the podcast.
But if they haven't heard it once, they don't know that.
Well, that's true.
And if they haven't heard of you, they don't know that. And you say, well, I've been here 29 years. Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, so everywhere I go and I run into them, I know I've gotten in trouble because I'll see a guy with a hunter hat on and I'll say, hey, you hunt. All you got to do is have on any kind of jacket,
yep,
hat, you know, that looks like you hunt. And one woman, she looked at me like I was crazy because I told her husband, hey, mister, do you hunt? You know.
Yeah.
And I tell him about the show.
Sure.
And how important it is. But you need better exposure, not from 5 to 7 alone and not from just word of mouth. You need exposure from some other source that is very popular. I'm not talking about the Google and the tech and all that. I'm talking about another show, another popular show that's similar to yours or outdoors or something that will put a plug in about you and your show.
That's kind of funny, friend.
It is?
Yep, kind of funny. I was on Sirius Radio. Am I allowed to say that? Anyway, for an hour on the very popular show that the big box down the road here, you know, broadcast nationally,
uh-huh,
talking about policy, and had to do with Poaching Restitution Act, had to do with the repeals of the strict liability doctrine for waterfowl hunters, and it had to do with a lot of that stuff. Not one person in Maryland heard it. Not one person in Maryland commented on it. Every now and then I'll run into somebody that listens to this show, okay? And you're right. You're right. How do I get that message out? I mean, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5, maybe 6 Facebook pages out there, okay? Social media is out there. I don't know, Fran. You tell me.
Well, we're going to come up with something. We're not giving up. And when you ask the question,
yep,
how long do I fight? I'm going to tell you how long you fight. For your blood, sweat, tears, and heart that you and Bill Miles have put into this,
yeah,
you fight till you can't stand.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever read Teddy Roosevelt's Man in the Arena?
No.
I will read it here. I will read a quote from it. It's a very long speech that was given, I think, in England by Teddy Roosevelt, and I will read that very shortly. Okay?
All right.
All right, dear. Thank you.
All right.
All right, friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There is a lady who is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Let's see. Does somebody want to Google the man in the arena? I can't get to Google right here and stay on the air, but I will. Let's see what Alice has to say. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
Doing well there, Alan.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just thinking if my friend Fran can call in, I better call in. Lately, I haven't been listening because I've actually been able to sleep in on Saturday.
Oh, well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
But, yeah, you know, I haven't called in probably since the last time my youngest son was going to do a fishing derby with the Cub Scouts. And he's a Boy Scout now. He's
wow.
12 and a half. But anyway, so I've had 5 boys. I don't know if you remember that. I also have a couple of girls. But,
exactly.
Yeah, we've always been involved with Boy Scouts and of course, the Cub Scouts. And it's wonderful because that's where they get exposed to things like BBs and
sure.
And archery, and I had the pleasure of helping to run the archery program this year at the Howard County event that they have every year, the Cub Scout Day Camp.
Oh, good.
And and actually I was asked for a girls' camp to run an archery range this year too.
Got it.
So, anyway, I'd like to keep traditions alive, and I think that it's a wonderful thing that we have a heritage of hunting. And
we do. Rich heritage of hunting.
Yes, and a tradition. So I'm brainstorming here.
Okay, you do that. Do you have email, Alice? It's alice@elliseoutdoors.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I think we've communicated a few
yes, we have.
Times. But anyway, I'm thinking T-shirts, decals and stickers, and I know that you've done that before, but maybe we could tap into the ones that are already are popular, like the ones that that are like the little stag decal on the back of
yep.
trucks or something. I've noticed, like, maybe the people that produce these could help with donating to the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Sure.
And I'm thinking Under Armour. I'm thinking all the shops.
Under Armour has vigorously swatted us away.
No.
Our bucket isn't big enough. We're not cancer. We're not veterans. And
oh,
we're
my
not,
God.
And we're not sports.
Right. Well, but they do sell gear, you know, so for hunters as well. So I would think that they would, you know, maybe just a portion.
Again, Alice.
Yeah, I know. They want to keep their money. I understand. Well, so you, here's other ideas. Like, the T-shirts could say things like, keep hunting alive in Maryland.
Sure,
you know, or got hunting or got guns, or, they could say something like, got conservation.
Yeah.
How about, you know, want to keep hunting, you know,
sure,
legal or
I'm
something
with
like
you.
That.
I'm with you.
Or keep hunting legal in Maryland. Yeah. And you could have Maryland in a smaller thing or whatever. How about if we have some sort of concerts or, you know, for your fundraisers.
That'd be great.
Selling food, make sure that you're, you know, you have a presence at the state fair. And
Alice,
you've got people who
want to
help.
These are great ideas.
Yes.
And it all takes money to make money.
I understand.
You know?
But we've got to just try to help people to want to volunteer and be a part of it. And
Alice, send me your email.
Okay.
Or send me an email, and I will respond. I'm going to invite you to our hunting summit.
Okay.
Okay, that's the 23rd. It's Sunday the 23rd. It's in Annapolis, and this is where we share ideas on policy primarily with all the members of the hunting community. We get people from all the groups in there, and we talk about issues of the day. So, you know, unfortunately, it's an election year, but fortunately, it's an election year. Okay, so things are going to change in Annapolis.
Right.
The committee chairman that put the 10:30 stopping time on Sunday hunting is gone. The senator that stopped our bill to prevent night shooting is gone. So there's going to be a completely different makeup of the General Assembly this year. We don't know what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we may have a new governor. Okay, and so...
Right.
So here's always our contention, like on Sunday hunting. It's a local thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every county goes for their own Sunday hunting, regulations. And if it weren't in law, and you get an anti-hunting governor like the one in New Jersey who stopped the bear hunt, what happens if the guy doesn't like hunting on Sunday and somebody from the opposition made a big political contribution and he says to his secretary, DNR, no more Sunday hunting? It's done.
Mm.
But right now it's the law,
right.
so it's a lot more difficult to do that. If it was just given into the hands of DNR to control the whole thing, without the law behind it, you know, the governor could just snap his fingers and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, listen.
So one other idea you were talking about, you were on a large presence on Sirius Radio.
I was.
So. All it takes is for somebody else also to, like Sean Hannity, to pick up your cause. And, I mean...
yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, so there are connections. And
indeed.
You know, Ron Barowy advertises like crazy on WCBM. So somehow he's gotten an in with the big guys, right?
Yep.
So all it takes is something like that. And I know that you advertise a little bit, on the other programs on WCBM, but we've got to make sure that gets a little bit bigger, and maybe you could do lunches like
Alice,
like Bruce Elliott does or something.
That's
like that.
A good idea, Alice. Honey, I gotta go.
Okay.
I gotta take a break. Thanks for the call. Send me an email.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Uh-huh, bye bye.
There she goes. Boy, full of great ideas, and I really appreciate it. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And you know what? There's some rebates going on all the Browning firearms right now. Well, the bulk of them. And they've got them. They're a full-line Browning dealer, and they've got them all. They've got the BPS pump shotgun. They've got the A5 auto loader, recoil-operated auto loader. They've got the X-Bolt. They've got the AB3 Hunter, which is a high-powered rifle that comes with a scope and a very reasonable price. They also carry the Kotobo crossbows, the Bear X crossbows, Parker, Thompson Center muzzleloaders, the Ultimate muzzleloader from Remington, all this, and everything for dove hunting and waterfowl hunting as well. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Hey, for almost 10 years... hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
WCBM, Baltimore. All of a sudden, tropical features ganging up on us here in Baltimore. What's left of Gordon coming in from the west this weekend with rain showers, thunderstorms, and high humidity through Monday. It has cooled our numbers some. 71 our high today with an 80% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms. More rain Sunday in the mid-60s. They won't have to watch Florence, expected to become a hurricane this weekend out over the open waters of the Atlantic and approach mid and late part of the week coming up. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux spray-on bedliners. Linux spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linux Premium or the Linux Extra. Both look great. Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linux bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linux.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Well, we're out of time. I was going to read The Man in the Arena. If you want to Google it, it's a Teddy Roosevelt speech he made back in on April 23rd, 1910 in France, I believe. And the famous excerpt from it is what I wanted to read. It's two paragraphs. Maybe we'll have a chance at the top of the next hour. Anyway, it's time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe.